Today, I want to be a very special day. We will be doing Song of the Day in about 15 minutes or less, and I want you to vote, especially if you've never done it before. It's super easy. Save this number in your phone and just call it like Joan McKenzie, because you'll need it a lot for different things. The number is 52140, and for Song of the Day, you'll end up texting the word song to that number, 52140, and you'll get to decide who's got the best song. We'll get to that in a second. Right now, though... Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The CDC reported the first case of a person-to-person transmission of the coronavirus in the U.S. The husband of a woman in Chicago who was diagnosed with the illness, he returned from China, now also has the virus. So the CDC yesterday, I believe, also declared it like a global emergency. So it could get to the point, if this keeps on spreading, that they might consider shutting down certain travel, you know,
in
flying places. But you got to. Obviously, the flu is way more deadlier. We talked about that. But when these things start spreading, whew, you got to be careful. One thing to be careful of, if you're a dude, check what you're throwing out or donating. This could totally be me, McKenzie. A Kentucky man accidentally donated his wife's wedding dress to a Goodwill store. The husband was cleaning out their garage. He grabbed a bag and he said, oh, this is just tablecloths from their wedding. He's like, we really don't need that. You know, like, who wants to hold on to a tablecloth?
Oh,
however, it contained his wife's wedding dress.
Oops.
It also had some other things inside. Now, the employees at the Goodwill said the dress isn't there anymore, and it's likely that somebody bought it.
Oh, he's in the doghouse for life.
What do you do? The couple's hoping the person seeing the story returns the dress. Probably not. If you pick out a dress, you're going to want it. I mean, I don't know, people usually go shopping for a dress at Goodwill, but apparently that's a heck of a steal and a good deal, so I don't know if they'll get it back. You know what I mean? Because that stands out. Like, I've been to Goodwill. I've been there plenty of times. I've never seen a wedding dress inside.
Yeah.
So it's probably like, that's probably the thing
probably
got snatched
up. I felt actually
up.
Bad for the dude. Because it was like, I totally see an accident that happening.
Yeah, but I don't think she'll ever forgive him. This is a club that I would love to be part of. I've never been to one of these. The Never Miss a Super Bowl Club. They're continuing their streak this year by traveling to Miami to see the 49ers take on the Chiefs on Sunday for Super Bowl 54. The group's founding members were both in attendance at the AFL-NFL World Championship game at the Los Angeles Coliseum back in 1967. Of course, that was before it was actually called the Super Bowl, and that's the year my Detroit Lions won that game. So my Lions have never won a Super Bowl game, but they won the quote Super Bowl before it was called that. So
interesting.
But that, yeah,
frustrating.
A life
for you.
Of sucking. But how cool is that? 54 years, these people, and it grows more and more. But that's awesome.
Have you guys ever been to a Super Bowl?
Never.
No,
you?
I
haven't been to the actual game. I've just done, like, covered the carpets, yeah, and the parties, and the hubbub. Just that around it is incredible. But next year, I'm going, baby.
Out of all the sporting events in the world, I know the Super Bowl is probably the biggest. Is there one, like, the championship game of whatever that sport would be that you'd want to go to? Would it be the Super Bowl for everyone, or what would you want to go to?
I think it would, for me, be the Super Bowl and, like, the week leading up, because it's just so lavish. I mean, down in Miami right now, I have friends down there. Woo! Mm-hmm. I mean, the yachts, the cars, the parties, the glam. It's just
insane.
It's all happening.
I would say a basketball national championship, which I actually have been to, and my team won. So that is like all I could ever ask for.
Okay.
And I've already done it.
I got to go. And looking back on it, I just thought about this. I actually got to see Kobe Bryant in the NBA Finals. I totally forgot about this. When the Pistons took on the Lakers and Kobe Bryant was on the team and they won the championship, I was at that game in the very top row of the Palace of Auburn Hills where the Pistons
played. That's okay.
Play.
You were there.
Nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds. But we got a ticket. And I actually went to that when I think they won it in five games. I remember that. But me, this is going to sound boring. You're probably all going to fall asleep and snore. I would love to go to a World Series game. I know it's not as big as...
No, I would love
that's not as
to go
big,
to a World Series game.
Not as big as Super Bowl parties, but just I love baseball so much. It's my favorite sport.
I would have loved to win my cubbies. Like when Bill
yes.
Murray was there. That would have been so cool.
Okay, and a couple more things. I want you to see this photo. You'll text JAM, J-A-M, like Joe McKenzie, to 52140. I'll put that up there shortly. It is a 115-foot portrait of Kobe Bryant in his Lakers uniform, and it's actually found on a Bay Area, California softball field. The company Newground Technology, I guess they can make these elaborate displays on turf, and they've done this. Now, it's not going to last because the grass will grow out, but they have a photo that'll never go away. But they did this, and it's got this. It looks just like him. It's so cool. It's an awesome tribute, and I'll take that photo, the aerial shot, and I'll put it up on Joe's Need to Know News for the blog for you to check it out. But I just thought it was a really cool tribute. I love seeing all these different tributes that people are doing kind of pouring in. And today, a couple of special things. Today is National Hot Chocolate Day. We should have got that from Starbucks. Also, Scotch Tape Day. And this is kind of a fun thing. It's Backwards Day. Do you guys know the song by Missy Elliott called Work It, where she like sounds like she's rapping backwards?
Yeah.
Does anybody know what she's saying when she's backwards? What is she saying?
Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
But do you know what she's saying?
It's your from an episode. Yep, come on.
Okay, let's see if Pork Chop's right. Here we go.
Listen up close while I take it backwards. Oh, God, begins the gal that's in me, which I
want. So, that part.
That part. Do you know what she's saying there?
Oh, no.
Listen, I'm going to let it do it, and then I'm going to play it backwards.
Listen up close while I take it backwards. Oh, God, begins the gal that's in me, which I want.
Hit me up with your girls and guys, mister.
You got to guess, Mackenzie.
Mister? No, I do not.
Okay. She says what she said right there, like, as Missy take you back once.
Watch the way Missy like to take it back once.
Oh, cool.
That is cool, man. We need to be rappers
like
and do stuff like that.
I'm a mind-blown emoji right now. Yeah.
That was my goal. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out, joemackenzie.com. Song of the day. It's coming up next. It's going to be viral TikTok songs that you get to vote on at 52140. You'll also have to text the word song. We'll give us our best pitch, our best plea after Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, on Joe and Mackenzie.